Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Mali nears the breaking point as Islamic insurgents tighten their grip on the nation. Then, what picking up the pieces looks like in Vietnam after Typhoon Kalmagi. We'll share that story in just a few moments. But first, the African Union has appealed for an international response to rising terrorism in the Sahel region. Today, Mali is being strangled by a series of blockades led by JNIM, an Al-Qaeda-linked group. It's a common strategy of terrorists.
They are avoiding direct confrontation by attacking many cities. By imposing blockade, it's another way to put high pressure on the government, on the army or security forces.
That's Ilya Jadi with Open Doors International. He serves as the senior analyst for freedom of religion and belief in sub-Saharan Africa. Jadi explains that the central Sahel countries of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger are some of the poorest in the world. They have little capacity to resist well-equipped insurgents, and they're also the only countries where both an Al-Qaeda-linked group and an Islamic State affiliate group are active.
That's why this region, Central Sahel, has become now the new epicenter of international jihad or international terrorism.
The insurgents share the same ideology and goal: establish a caliphate, impose Sharia law. And as they gain control, they're scattering the local church. They tell Christians,
this is the deal. Convert to Islam or to be killed. Or to flee.
Pray for resilience and faithfulness for believers, and pray for global support and change for Mali. Elsewhere, on the heels of successful ceasefires in Gaza and Sudan, peace talks between Afghanistan and Pakistan are falling apart. FMI's Nehemiah says,
this ongoing conflict between Pakistan and Taliban highlights the deep complexity of achieving peace in this region. While there have been repeated calls for ceasefire and reconciliation, the reality on the ground makes it extremely difficult to sustain peace.
Afghanistan's acting foreign minister blames Pakistan for the collapse, saying Islamabad's demands were not reasonable or feasible. Nehemiah points to the Taliban's diplomatic naivete.
After taking control of Afghanistan, the Taliban has struggled to transition from insurgency to governance. Their entire framework of power and survival depends on conflict and control through peer, not cooperation or civic administration.
FMI supports indigenous church planters in both countries, helping believers carry the gospel to those who need it most. Right now, though,
our partners who have dual citizenship, they are not able to travel inside and outside. They are just trapped.
Pray that the Lord will surround FMI partners and their families with His divine protection as they serve in areas affected by violence, terrorism, and political unrest. And after striking the Philippines, Typhoon Kalmagi caused severe destruction in Vietnam. Pastor Locke Lam, A3's country director, says,
there are many houses have been collapsed. Thousands of livestock are dead, and thousands of hectares of rice fields and crops have been affected, and a flooding happening in many places.
Six provinces, including much of central Vietnam, suffered heavy damage. Many fled south. At least five people were killed and countless others displaced.
Those who are in those places, they became very miserable, worried, and discouraged.
The government has issued alerts, provided assistance, and partnered with organizations in relief efforts. Amid the devastation, the church is responding with compassion.
This is the right time when love is expressed through actual actions.
Teams from the Vietnam Evangelical Alliance and A3 alumni are uniting to provide aid. As people receive help, they also encounter hope.
We also help them to encourage them and share the love of God to them, to bring the gospel to them through our action with love.
Pray that the gospel comforts those who've lost their earthly possessions and draws them to seek the treasure that never spoils. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.